It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. Coming up, Eugene Mirman. He's going to join us, the comedian who is touring with Flight of the Conchords right now. They're going to be at Millennium Park on Sunday. Also, Timothy Simons, who is the man who plays Jonah Ryan on the hit HBO show Veep. That's coming up this hour. But first, this weekend, Itasca goes Scottish. It's the 30th anniversary of the Scottish Festival and Highland Games. It's going to take place on the 17th and 18th at Hamilton Lakes in Itasca. It's a festival that benefits Illinois' oldest charity, the Chicago Scots. There's going to be games, there's going to be food, and of course, bagpipes. Gus Noble is the president of the Chicago Scots, and he's here with us in studio. Gus, thanks for being here.
Pleasure.
And of course, Brian Dodge, who is a bagpiper with Midlothian Scottish, and he's going to start us off tonight with a rendition of Scotland the Brave. Everybody, stand up. Right, some bagpipes here, Scotland the Brave. Thank you very much to Brian Dodge. Brian, you can take a seat up here. All right, thank you so much for being here, Gus. We appreciate it. The
pleasure.
Scottish Festival and Highland Games. Tell us about this.
It's a wonderful event for all the family. You can enjoy a little taste of Scotland without having to buy one of those expensive transatlantic tickets right. to fly you there. You can experience the best of Scotland right here in the Chicago area in the beautiful town of Itasca. And I was joking with somebody the other day, and I said, you know, there's this mythical town that we have in Scotland that appears once in a while, and of course it's called Brigadoon. Well, locally here in Illinois, we have a similar thing. It's a Scottish, or it's a town that turns Scottish for the day, and it's called Itasca. Sorry. But it's a wonderful event. You know, there's so much going on during the day, from the bagpiping that you just heard. Brian's part of Chicago's best pipe band, Midlothian Scottish, grade two pipe band. They're wonderful. They play all our events as the Chicago Scots, and we're very, very proud of them all. We have great dancing. We have sports, rugby, soccer. And the centerpiece of any Highland Games are the games themselves, the heavy athletics, the iconic caber toss, you know, people say
the key. Yeah, tell me about this.
Are you really throwing a telephone pole end over end? And of course, we do it every morning after breakfast in Scotland. But literally, it's an event that all these heavy athletic events have very practical roots. And if you can turn this caber, which is it really does look like a telephone pole. If you can turn it end over end, and a perfect throw is when you run with it, and it makes a complete rotation and falls at exactly 12 o'clock from the way you're facing. And the practicality of that is, if you're trying to make a bridge across a stream, or if you're trying to put a ladder up on a wall and you can mm-hmm. do this, it becomes very, very practical.
That's the practical.
Right.
But let me ask you, I mean, for the festival, I mean, are you playing to a people with Scottish ancestry who are going to come here, who are living in Chicago, or are you playing to everyone come in and check out how this cultural phenomenon works?
Well, we always say that the festival is for everybody who is Scottish by birth, by heritage, or simply by inclination. So if you find something in Scottish culture that particularly interests you or enjoys you, it could be golf, it could be bagpiping, it could be whiskey, it could be train spotting, Sean Connery, you know, who knows what it is. There's something for everybody at this festival. And, you know, I was talking about heavy athletics, but there's also the dogs of Scotland. We have all these wonderful breeds of dogs, from terriers to collies, from Scottish deerhounds and so on. And then we thought, why do we stop with dogs? You know, let's add some Highland cattle there. So we've begun our own Scottish petting zoo, you know, here. We have Clydesdale horses now. And, you know, watch out, we'll have every manner of Scottish animal there, including Nessie. You know, we're trying to persuade Nessie to come
back. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk more about the Scottish Festival and Highland Games. It's your 30th anniversary. I'd love to talk about how it's evolved over the years. Also talk about the Scottish population here in the in the region. Gus Noble is the president of the Chicago Scots. Brian Dodge, of course, a bagpiper from Midlothian Scottish. We're going to have to hear some more of that coming up here. So let's take a break. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. We're talking about the 30th anniversary of the Scottish Festival and Highland Games. In studio, Gus Noble, he's the president of the Chicago Scots, and Brian Dodge is here as well, a bagpiper with Midlothian Scottish. 30 years of this festival. Talk about the evolution of this festival. Where, you know, sort of how it's grown over the years.
It started really to give every aspect of Scottish culture a platform to be celebrated. All those different aspects of the games and the festival came together, and it's the one occasion, the one event of the year in our Scottish calendar where you can find everything kind of in one place. And through the years, through those 30 years, we've had various things that worked really well and people really enjoyed. And so we said, why don't we make the 30th year? Let's think of it as the greatest hits. You know, all the bits we really liked, we'll bring back for the year. So that's kind of what we're doing this year. Our favorite bands are playing, and our, you know, the various competitions and our vendors and all the things that happen. So it's a wonderful occasion for young and old. And because we've been going for 30 years, there are some people who were just kind of learning to walk when they came to their first festival, and now they're bringing their kids to the festival. And the most wonderful thing is you look kind of out, and when bands like Brian's are playing at the mass bands at the end of the day, when we've all celebrated together, and there's this magical moment where all these hundreds, perhaps sometimes a thousand bagpipers and drummers will play these wonderful tunes together and march and play in unison. And you see a grandfather kind of look down at his grandson, and they look into one another's eyes, and there's this kind of magical moment where you think we're transcending generations and time here. And
that's great.
You know, I have my son now, he's 16 months old, so, you know, I'm really looking forward to standing there when all the pipers are playing and enjoying a moment with my wee boy.
How authentic is this games and festivals? From the games and festivals that would happen in any town in Scotland, I mean, is that the idea to sort of bring to Illinois, bring to Itasca something that is authentic?
Absolutely, yeah. Our mission at the society, and we're, as you said, we're the oldest charity in Illinois, and our mission is to nourish Scottish identity. And we do that by really celebrating the things that inform our identities as Scots. And it could be an identity that you have through birth or by heritage or simply by inclination, as we're saying. But we really want to give people an experience of what it feels like to be Scottish and to be in a Scottish environment. And so the food is Scottish. You know, the vendors that you can go and buy things from are selling candy from Scotland, or you can buy the Scotland national football team jersey, or, you know, a kilt, or music from Scotland. And certainly the music that we're playing on our rock stage, with one exception, is all Scottish inspired.
Okay.
And the one exception is a local act that we're very proud to have as our kind of finale on Saturday is John Langford.
We just had John on last week. Yeah,
great guy, John. And John is originally from Wales, but he just went on tour of Scotland, so he plays music that really is celebratory of the Celtic identity. So I think he'll be a great addition.
Talk about Chicago Scots. This is, like as you said, the Illinois' oldest charity. What is the charity for?
We have something, it's a great, wonderful institution called the Scottish Home. It's an incredible elder care community located in North Riverside, and it's unique. There's no other Scottish organisation that has something like the Scottish Home. And if you are really, if you feel powerful about the sense of home and the sense of family, then this is a place where your loved ones can come and still live with those senses in a vibrant way. You know, it's a place, as we say, where friends become family. And it's the most I'm so proud of it. You know, as our Scottish community, I encourage everyone to kind of look to it and think, we have it here in Chicago, the world's only Scottish home. And we are supporting a very specific aspect of our charity this year, which is the development of a new way of caring for people with Alzheimer's disease. And it's a very important thing we do, because Alzheimer's disease, by the time the last of the baby boom generation reaches the age 65, will increase by 400%, the incidence of it. So we want to do something that is reflective and consistent with our culture of kith and kin, of friends and family, in a small way, get rid of every institutional feature in a nursing home and build something that is home, that is driven by that sense of family. And the Caledonian House is exactly that. The festival supports it.
Gus Noble's the president of Chicago Scots. Brian Dodge is here as well. He's a bagpiper with the Midlothian Scottish. You guys are in your 41st year. You just went to Scotland to compete. Talk about that.
Yes, so last year we celebrated our 40th anniversary, and for that we decided to mark it for a special occasion and travel over to the World Pipe Band Championships, which are held every year in Glasgow. So we went over there to really try and – we had a lot of members who hadn't been over before. So it was to go over there and really celebrate the existence of the band and the hard work that went in to make the organization last that long.
How was it being from Midlothian? How was it like being in Scotland and competing against pipe bands that were, you know, indigenous?
Oh, it was exciting, and we really held our own too, which is great to see. You know, we do our best to really hold ourselves to a high standard here and competing at the – Highland Games this Saturday, and the competition we'll see on Saturday is the same level that you'll get to see in Scotland.
So you're talking hundreds of bagpipers.
Yeah, right. And at the end of the day, they all come together, and there's this singular moment where you'll have one lone bagpiper like Brian that would be off in the distance that begins to play the strain of Amazing Grace. Just one lone bagpiper, and then all of a sudden you have this incredible kind of skirl of drums and pipes, and hundreds or perhaps 1,000 bagpipers and drummers all join in, and we all remember the people in our community that couldn't be with us for whatever reason, some we've lost. And as they say in Scotland, it will bring a tear to a glass eye.
All right, Brian, we got to do another song, right? I mean, what are we going to hear here?
Well, this will be a tune that was written by the pipe major, lead of our band, to celebrate the 40th anniversary.
Okay, here we go. Here is Brian Dodge, a bagpiper with Midlothian Scottish, here on The Download. Waiting for the drums to kick in, right? the lone bagpiper. That's Brian Dodge. He's a bagpiper with Midlothian Scottish. Gus Noble's the president of Chicago Scots, and they are the people behind the Scottish Festival and Highland Games, which take place on the 17th and 18th this weekend at Hamilton Lakes in Itasca. Gus, Brian, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it very much. Thank
Have
you.
Have a great festival.